Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Mossy, never has so much been done with a modicum of talent and a lot of hair. The good folks over at 442 out there on the interwebs, they came up with a list of, I think it's the top 50, maybe, in the world, in history, when it comes to the game, in terms of facial hair. We've got the top five up here. And my wife informed me of this. She came in and congratulated me on finishing atop the list. Definitely not when it comes to skill or ability or trophies or anything like that. But when it comes to hair and when it comes to facial hair in particular, I am at the top of this mountain. I get asked about the hair a lot and how it all came to be. So back in 1993, when we were training for the 1994 World Cup, for basically 2 years we were in residency. And I know some of you that have listened over the years have heard this story, but we like to, as we get more and more people into the State of the Union tent, remind people of what's going on. So this look came about from training day in and day out down in Mission Viejo at this residency camp that we had getting ready for the World Cup. When I first arrived in January of 1993, Bora Milutinovic sent his lackey, his person, if you will, to inform me in no uncertain terms that Bora wanted me to cut my hair. At that point, I just had long hair, didn't have a goatee, just had long hair. And I screamed and yelled and about it, but I would do anything to stick around with the national team with the ultimate prize of possibly playing in a World Cup and being part of that World Cup team in 1994. And so I walked down, we were in Arizona, never forget, walked down the road, got my hair cut, put all the hair into a bag and brought it back with me. Bora saw me in the team meeting that night, looked at me, nodded, and never for the next 2 years did he say a single word about my hair or the way that I looked. It was a test, and he was testing me, and that's what Bora did. And for different people, it was different types of tests. He was testing me as to how I looked. And I vowed from that moment that I got out of that barber's chair that I was going to grow my hair back even longer, and I was going to grow a goatee. This is, you know, obviously the early 90s, and that whole grunge thing was happening. This is also a time where, even though we didn't call it branding, that's really what it was. And personal branding, you know, there's kids think about it and talk about it right now. But I recognized that my aesthetic and the way that I presented myself could have an impact in terms of the performance. I always considered myself an entertainer, and my costume, whether it was the uniform or the clothes that I was wearing, or whether it was the way I presented myself in terms of my hair. And I wanted to stand out. I wanted to have a look and a distinctive look. And I certainly did. And I used it to my advantage. I grew up, you know, thinking about things in terms of entertainment, in terms of performance. Obviously, I equated a lot of things with music and the way that bands or individual artists branded themselves and the way that individual artists and bands used their aesthetics and the way that they costumed themselves and all that kind of stuff. And so that's how this ultimately came about. It went away, and it has been away for a long time, and it will not make a return. I like to say I cleaned up on the outside, Mossy, but I'm still a mess on the inside. But it's nice to know that it's still being recognized when it comes to lists out there of facial hair.
Yeah, you could not have played for George Steinbrenner's Yankees or Daniel Passarella's Argentina. They were both staunchly against facial hair. Incidentally, Rivelino, Brazilian legend, is my dad's favorite all-time player. So the idea that you're ahead of him in any context must nauseate my father.
This makes me so, so happy that I am. By the way, Abel Xavier, whatever you want to call him, I brought him to the Galaxy at one point. That did not work out the way that I thought it was going to go. But incredible hair and just the nicest man that you've ever seen. But he was, you know, kind of past his prime when ultimately he showed up with the Galaxy. But I always, like I said, I always considered myself a performer. You go on stage, which is the same thing as a field, You wear the costume, which is the same thing as a uniform. You rehearse, which is the same thing as practicing or training, whatever you want to call it. And you go in front of a crowd, which is the same thing as an audience or anything like that. And I wanted to have a reaction in terms of the things that I did and in the terms of the way that I presented myself. And it's one of the things that I love about soccer, because there's no helmets, because there's you're not all covered up. You really get to express yourself. But the long hair aesthetic, it hasn't really continued. You know, a lot of things are cyclical, right? They'll come back, and maybe it will eventually here, but the long hair thing in soccer really hasn't found its way back. So who knows? Maybe in the future, it will be right back to this, and we'll have a nice goateed, long-haired, crazy guy running around there.